Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where it is time for us to talk about getting some more R&R. Talking about that major R&R now. The kind where you're chilling out for maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. We're using the word vacation as a verb this time. Instead of saying take a vacation, I'm saying vacation. Russ Freeman is helping us out on a song entitled East River Drive. I'll probably feature Russ Freeman and or, well, Russ Freeman for sure. It may be the Rippingtons too. You know, Russ Freeman was for a long, long time lead guitar player for the Rippingtons. Very often you'd see them identified as the Rippingtons featuring Russ Freeman. This is him solo. So how about it, ladies and gentlemen? Time is winding up. We don't have much more time remaining for this year. The year 2018. Have you taken your major break yet? Your major break. Y'all have heard me say it. Those 2 and 3 day weekends are great. Necessary. We must do them. 2 and 3 day weekends. Maybe we take off late Friday afternoon, and then maybe get back sometime early Sunday evening or late Sunday afternoon. Don't be getting back at bedtime. The whole deal was to get some rest. R&R, maybe some recreation and rest. But if you're going to be getting back just in time to get to bed, you kind of counter some of that. So, yeah. 2 and 3 day weekends, but remember, it is also important to get those long breaks too. Show enough long breaks, like a week, 5 days, maybe 7 days. How about 2 week vacations? 10 days, 12 days, 14 days. Everyone needs a vacation. They are muy importante, very important. And Psychology Today is letting us know why taking time off can do us a lot of good. Why and how. And believe me when I say vacationing, taking time off can do us a whole lot of good. I shared this with you earlier in the year. And I had said I wanted to bring it back because I really do want us to get in the habit of using the vacation time that we're given. Now, what if the company where you work doesn't give you vacation time? Whether it's because you only work part-time and as a result, you don't receive vacation benefits or for whatever other reason. I would still say, find a way to work that into your calendar. Yeah, because even though we may be only working part-time, that still doesn't mean we need to go ahead and just work all year, every year. Part-timers need time off too. So check this out. Checking out the news. Find out a lot about details of tragedies and disasters as they unfold. And of course, we have disasters and tragedies, misfortunes that we're hearing about and reading about now, whether it has to do with people fleeing military and or political persecution, whether it has to do with fire burning down homes, whether it has to do with mean-spirited people with guns, machetes, you name it, killing, raping, pillaging. Whether it has to do with more laws being passed that ensure that life will become tougher for the middle class and for the poor, there's plenty of news that is not positive. But here's the thing. There's absolutely nothing that can be done to undo an event or make a tangible difference. What about the art of superficial caring in place of the visceral caring? Professional helpers, and superficial caring really isn't cool. It is what it sounds like, superficial. And professional helpers call it compassion fatigue. That feeling that you get when you just don't have the capacity to respond the way you once could. It's not necessarily when you hear about misfortunes of others and you find yourself just having a difficult time, really just pouring your heart out in prayer for them, truly, truly, truly wanting things to get better, and I mean passionately desiring that things get better for them, you may not find it easy to continue to do that. Here's the thing, though. It's not that you're like many other people who hear about and or read about these misfortunes and the worst that can be found in humanity rises to the top and they're actually glad about other people's misfortune. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people who would ordinarily genuinely care but now don't have the energy to care the way they once did. And the professionals are telling us this is not an anomaly anymore. Each of us has only so much energy to invest into any given activity, whether it's physical, emotional, or mental energy. So we have to make decisions on where to direct our actions. However, it's also true that if we don't make time to recharge ourselves, we'll have even less left to give to the significant others in our lives or even to ourselves. And for that reason, it's advised that we all find some way to take a vacation from the daily grind of work, bad news, and despair. Speaking of taking breaks from bad news, how many of you give yourselves a break every so often from bad news? And this is what I mean by that. Not necessarily that you're trying to take a 2 or 3 day weekend or week-long vacation, but I mean where maybe you've listened to the news and or read the news Monday, Tuesday, and you pretty much picked up on what's being discussed those first few days. And so you decide that rather than read and listen all day, every chance you get for the next 5 days, that you'll take a break from the news. And maybe for the next day or two, not read or listen to any news. More than likely, if you miss it today, it will be repeated tomorrow, whether online, in print, or through the airwaves, radio and or TV. If it's going to be discussed today, it will probably be discussed tomorrow and possibly the next day as well. And so you don't necessarily have to feel like you're missing out if you take a day or two here and there each week to forego the news. Remember, it is a great idea to get some good, clean humor in our lives. This is my guess. We know that TV series that tend to be high drama also tend to cause closing up of the arteries. And I do mean that literally. That's what the research shows. When people are getting a constant dose of dramatic series, those shows tend to close up the arteries. But when people watch good humor, they tend to open up the arteries. Those shows tend to lead to an opening up of the arteries, which of course improves blood flow. Whereas the restriction of the arteries tends to lead to worsened, decreased blood flow, which is not good for us. And here's my guess. Getting a steady dose of news probably has the same effect on us as watching a steady dose of drama. Probably leads to gradual and progressive closing of the arteries. Not good to do that. So it really is a good idea to take a break from the news throughout the week, each week. And then, you know, like I said, a lot of times what's discussed on Monday is probably going to be discussed Wednesday and Thursday anyhow. And so, although there's a chance that you can miss something here and there, you're probably not going to miss a whole lot. And we need to take time away from the daily grind on, at the very least, a weekly basis. But it is still important also to be about the business of taking those longer vacations from everything business. So how many of you take vacations and you take your computers with you so that you can continue to work, do some work while you're on vacation? Is that really a vacation? Or is that just time away from the office and time away from home? Because time away from home and time away from the office do not necessarily equate to vacation. No. Vacations are all about getting away from it all. Chilling. Letting our hair down. Letting our hair blow in the breeze. Let the wind just blow our hair around and, you know, you don't have to worry so much about putting on half a ton of makeup. And don't have to, you know, don't have to be responding to 15 to 20 text messages and emails a day. It's time away. You let people know for this period of time, I will be away and unavailable. And then that way, and of course you have your autoresponder for your email. You know, there are ways to make it clear to everyone that you are unavailable. Take advantage of that. Now, that said, do Americans believe in vacations? Do we truly, truly, truly believe in vacations? America is noted for being one of the harder, I won't say hardest, but harder working countries in the world. Of course, there are some that are harder than us, harder working than we are. Think of Japan, for example. China. All right. Well, it wouldn't seem that America is as invested in their employees' mental health and time off as most other countries seem to be. The ranking of the U.S. in the mandated vacation days comparison is dismal. The U.S., according to this report, has exactly 0 days mandated as days off. 0 mandated days off. Days where people are absolutely required to take off. This compares to 25 plus mandated days off in Australia, Scandinavia, the United Kingdom, and Kuwait. 25 or more mandated days off. 25 or more in each of those places. In fact, the United States is the only country in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development that does not mandate paid vacation. Now, here's the thing. It might be even more upsetting to realize that Americans are leaving a lot of vacation days on the table each year. We don't have mandated days off, but we do have optional days off. Now, we'll be talking about those days that either you take or you lose, but that's not the same as mandated. Because mandated means what it means. You have to take this time off. Whereas with the option to use the time off or lose the time off, it is still an option. And we have a lot of people who are opting not to take much of their vacation time. Not only do we Americans not receive mandated holidays, employees who accrue time off aren't even using all of it up. Estimates put the number of days that Americans give to their company, what amounts to free labor, at around 705 million days. Following are some of the reasons that we should take those days that we deserve. And even if we have to get creative to get some time off the clock, turn an evening off or a regular day off into a vacation frame of mind. Now, why? Are there truly specific reasons that we should take our time off? We've talked about this before, and I want to know, what are your thoughts? Is it necessary to take time off? Or is it truly just a benefit that we can take or leave? I want to tell you, it is necessary, absolutely necessary to take time off. Here are some of the reasons, the benefits for the body, including something that we need to be thinking about a lot, and that is cardiovascular health. According to a large-scale longitudinal heart study done by Framingham, people who forego vacation time away from the workplace are facing significantly increased risks for heart trouble and early death. If a woman allows 6 or more years to pass between vacations, get this, she is 8 times more likely to develop heart disease. 6 or more years between vacations, 8 times more likely to develop heart disease. Men who forego their annual vacation times have a 32% greater risk of dying of a heart attack. If you keep foregoing your annual vacation time. How about sleep time? Remember something that a principle that I've shared with you before, I want to share it with you again because I really want you to make this part of your lifestyle when it comes to sleeping and sleeping during vacation, specifically sleeping during vacation or getting your rest during vacation. One of the things that I want you to keep in mind is that it is important, very important, to get good rest during your vacation. How many of you have had the displeasure, the misfortune of having gone off on a 5 or 7 day location where you were on the go so much that you went on amusement ride after amusement ride, exploration after exploration, and out of 6 days, you got to bed late 5 of those nights. Five of those nights out of six, you went to bed late, almost as though you were still at home working. And when you got home, all you wanted to do was rest from your vacation. Ladies and gentlemen, when we do it that way, we're not vacationing properly. It's about balancing recreation with rest. No work. And really, if we just keep on with the recreation, just going and going and going and going and going with the recreation, we're turning recreation into work. All right, let's talk about this some more when we come back. Vacationing, sleep time, resting during vacation.